Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Unless, of course, it's improperly ventilated. They never get to that part of the song, do they? Tonight, we're going to talk about some hazards in the house as some of this inclement weather comes in, whether it be the snow that's coming tonight or the cold, cold weather. We want to get an idea of what are some of the things that are happening in our house and what we should be aware of. Joining us on the line right now is Jose Fernandez. He is an Allstate agency owner. He actually has two locations, one in Irving Park and one in the West Loop. He's owned them for over 2 years. Jose, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Justin, a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
All right, so let's talk about this Holiday Home Hazard Survey, which is really it shares statistics about hazards around the home this time of year. What can you tell us about the survey?
Yeah, Justin, Allstate does a fantastic survey each year. Actually, for the last 3 years, we have been doing it. Allstate displays what are the hazards for this type of holidays, and it shows an in-depth analysis on what homeowners should do and why shouldn't they do during this time of the year.
What are some of the common hazards that are taking place? What are some of the things that you guys identified?
The first thing, amazingly, that it identified is that new homeowners are more prepared to deal with their house than a particular old homeowner. Basically, they take care of their homes particularly more in-depth and follow the instructions correctly. Mm-hmm. Let me give you some statistics. 90% of the first homeowners expect to have company in their house, and they take care maybe better, they prepare better for people that are foreign to their houses. So they take care of fire issues, they take care of monoxide, carbon alarms. They kind of are very careful about the piping that doesn't freeze and things of that nature.
So if you're in a situation where you've owned your house for a while and you're antisocial, not a good combination.
It's not a good sign.
What else you got in the survey?
Actually, also that everybody that actually doesn't take care of the home is going to suffer some kind of issues in their house. It's either fire because they do not connect. It's as simple as connecting a light into the wrong outlet, and then that connection is not the correct one for the lights of the tree. And new homeowners are very careful on that. Obviously, also the pipes, and we have to make sure that there is no water resident on the pipe so it doesn't freeze. They don't put the temperature at the correct temperature. The temperature should be at about 65 Fahrenheit, and unfortunately, they set it up very low. So it's minor things that you need to take care of to correct issues that are possible hazards to your house.
Well, you know, what does it mean? I mean, this whole the Holiday Home Hazard Survey is nationwide, but what does it mean for Illinois in particular? I mean, are those the big issues when it comes to cold and snow because of the area we live in?
Sure. Actually, the main issue in Illinois is obviously freezing. There are so many claims of burst pipes because of water that have remained on the pipes and people do not take care of it. Also, there is a little bit of freezing, freezing from the roof, freezing for anywhere in the houses. The other thing that usually happens is homeowners do not take care of their chimneys correctly. They don't clean up the vents, the exhaust of the chimneys, and then unfortunately that creates a big fire hazard for the homeowners.
Yeah. All right, so what are some of the tips? I mean, I've known just anecdotally, I mean, you know, the idea, do you run water? What are some of the tips when you talk about freezing pipes, chimneys, and other fire hazards?
The first thing is, obviously, install new batteries on the smoke alarms and the carbon monoxide detectors. That is top-notch, first on the list in relationship to avoid any issues. Then inspect the inside and the outside of the house for any leaks that may be on the piping. Also, based on Illinois, you should keep your house at 65 degrees. That prevents for any freezing in the house. Then do not overload the power strips. As I told you, we like to decorate a lot during this time.
Right,
and unfortunately, we overload the power strips.
All right. Good information. Jose Fernandez is an Allstate agency owner. He's been doing it for 2 years. He owns two different locations, one in Irving Park and also one in the West Loop. Jose, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Justin, thank you so much for having us, and happy holidays for everybody.